Topics covered during yesterday's COVID-19 briefing ran the gamut from origin of travel to mass complacency, as well as whether the low case counts in the province are affecting vaccine deliveries. The OCM's Brian Callahan put those questions to Dr. Fitzgerald and Premier Fury.
This latest case on the weekend was international travel. I noticed in the past we have given the origin of the travel from which the person came. Have we stepped away from doing that now, or will you continue to say where these people are coming from, whether it be the United States, the UK, etc.?
It doesn't really impact the public health advice that we have to give, and it doesn't really play a role as to, how we handle the case or from a public safety point of view to release that information. So, we're trying to respect privacy as much as we can, and that's why we've not been releasing that information.
Thank you. And has there been any kind of delay in, or are we getting the vaccine as quickly as you'd like, the shipments, the deliveries? And is it possible that we're victims of our own success in a way here? I mean, our numbers are so low that it does seem that the urgency is to get the vaccine to places who are experiencing high numbers infections. And so, on that note, are we victims of our own success in some ways?
No, I mean, we're not. We are successful because of the public health guidance of Dr. Fitzgerald and her team. We're still getting our fair share of this vaccine as afforded by the federal government on a per capita basis. So, no, we're not victims of our own success. We should celebrate our successes in this and continue to follow the public health guidance and advice, because it's the reason we are where we are. We are afforded a different scenario than some of our cousins and family members across the country, and we need to respect that, but also realize that it was science, not politics, that got us here in the first place. We need to continue to follow the science, continue to follow public health experts, including Dr. Fitzgerald, who her and her team have got us to where we are today, and we'll continue to follow her and her lead, and based on science and evidence and not on political agendas, in order to ensure the public health and safety of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians.
Just with regard to Dr. Fitzgerald's comments off the top again regarding mask complacency, I'm wondering if that's something you've seen personally, Dr. Fitzgerald, or if that's anecdotal or remarks that you're receiving from professionals, healthcare professionals, schools, in the public. Just wondering where that comment comes from.
Yes, all of the above. So we've been getting some feedback on that particular topic, beginning that for a little while now. So we just wanted to reiterate, the importance of it and what was considered to be acceptable in line with the special measures order.
Premier Andrew Fury called it a big day for Bigland. Yesterday marked the first day vaccinations of the COVID-19 were administered in Labrador using the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require ultra-low temperatures for storage and transportation. Here's the Premier commenting on the rollout during yesterday's COVID briefing.
The first COVID-19 vaccinations are being administered in Labrador. Okay. Minister Lisa Dempster joined Dr. Pigott and nurses from Labrador Grenfell Health as they visited Black Tickle and Norman Bay to give the first Moderna vaccines. Elder Wiley Ford was the first resident of the Natsiwa communities in Makovic to receive the vaccine, and more will continue. We're so lucky to be here in this moment when you think back on how things were and how they've been, how uncertain everything was, and how stressful. I recognize some people may be nervous and feeling stressed about receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, worried about some side effects, particularly hearing about some associated with the second dose, and that's totally understandable. But as a physician joined here by two other physicians, I have to assure you, these vaccines are safe. They went through rigorous testing, and Health Canada wouldn't approve them if they weren't okay. My wife, Dr. Allison Fury, has had both of her doses of the Pfizer vaccine because she's a frontline healthcare professional, and she's doing just fine. We have made it this far out from the holiday gathering season with very few COVID cases. Over the weekend, the one new case was travel-related, and we're down to single digits for active cases. This is all thanks to your hard work and respect for the medical advice from Dr. Fitzgerald, Minister Hagee, and everyone at Public Health. As we look across the country, we must be very thankful to be in the situation we're in and have the sense of normal life and activity in Newfoundland and Labrador that we so enjoy. But we have to keep it up. We have to continue to follow COVID-19 guidelines, wear a mask, keep your distance, and wash your hands. This is no time to become complacent.